Palpatine knew that Plagueis had been responsible for Tatooine's rise, as well as for weakening Malastare's once lucrative trade in fuel by helping to make Naboo's plasma resources available to many worlds.
"Have your duties taken you to that horrible place?"
Oxmo asked. Palpatine nodded as he sat.
"Just 2 months ago."
"And how did you find it?"
Cabra said. Palpatine turned to the Dug crime boss.
"Contentious? What with the Dasilajic and Basadi huts vying for control?"
The statement met with murmurs of concurrence. Team spoke to it.
"Perhaps Gardula's rivalry with Jabba Teor will one day result in Malastare's resurgence."
His eye stalks twisted toward the Dugs.
"Though I'm certain Boss Cabra favors Gardula out of respect for the help she provided on Nar Shaddaa."
Young Darnada bristled at the remark.
"Whatever mark we've made on Nar Shaddaa, we made on our own. Ask any Black Sun."
Stopping him before he could go on, Cabra said,
"We will always be indebted to Gardula for her efforts on our behalf."
Kim watched the Dugs, then gestured negligently.
"Tatooine is too remote and lawless to have an impact on galactic events in any case. It's the activities of the Trade Federation that should concern the Republic. Look what the Federation has done to our own Naboo."
Kim became the object of everyone's gaze, an outspoken critic of King Tapalo and Ars Varuna. He continued to serve in the Senate only as an appeasement to those noble houses that were aligned against the regent.
"It is my understanding that Naboo embraced the arrangement,"
Ranulf Tarkin said.
"Some did. No one can deny that your world has prospered as a result,"
Team interjected.
"Prospered, yes," Kim said, "but not nearly to the extent it should have. If not for the deals Higo Damask brokered with the banking clan, the Trade Federation, and..."
He glanced at Cabra.
"Outer Rim construction, Naboo would be as wealthy as Kuat or Chandrila."
The Dug remained silent while Kim continued.
"Naboo's plasma is being sold for 10, sometimes 20 times what the Federation pays for it."
"A monster of our own creation," Tarkin muttered. "The Trade Federation didn't become powerful by exploiting the Outer Rim. It was supported by Eriadu's own House Valorum, and supported by Targ and others."
"Then perhaps the time has come for us to make our dissatisfaction public,"
Kim said, glancing around the table.
"The Munes are merely avaricious, but the Trade Federation has the potential to become dangerous."
"I agree with the good senator from Naboo," the Celestin delegate said. "Even now, the Trade Federation seeks to seat its client worlds in the Senate as a means of fortifying its voting bloc. Mechis, Makana, Felucia, Kolhoro, Ord Cestus, Yencha, the list goes on and on."